This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Pauline Kamps, PAULINEKEMPS, date of birth 07/14/1948, date of appointment October 9, 2025, requesting physician Karuna Nirala, KARUNANARALAMD. Dear Dr. Nirala, I have the pleasure of seeing Pauline Kamps today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose legs are, feet are whose legs and feet are not working too well. She has a swelling, weakness, soreness, numbness, tingling in the feet, difficulty walking. She uses a walker and wheelchair, upper and lower extremities. Please rewrite again. Upper extremities are okay. She have a diagnosis of CMT, but daughter is denying that this diagnosis was never confirmed. They went to Albany Medical Center, but she left the office without seeing the attending physician. She has these symptoms since late 50s. She does not have any creeping, crawling sensation in the legs. She has difficulty walking. She does not have any difficulty in sleeping. Past medical history. Essential hypertension, lung nodule, hyperlipidemia, cognitive impairment, varicose veins of the both lower extremities, Charcot-Marie tooth disease, not confirmed diagnosis, dysphagia, urinary incontinence, chronic depression, neuropathy, osteoporosis, depression, idiopathic normal pressure, hydrocephalus, gait ataxia, COPD, nicotine dependence, hypothyroidism, past surgical history of left hip replacement and hysterectomy, allergy, acetaminophen, cephalexin, codeine, oxycodone, medication, ibuprofen, levothyroxine, oxybutynin, sertraline, social history, smoke 1 pack of cigarette per day, she drink couple of cocktails per day, she is divorced, lives alone, have 2 children, family history, mother deceased with same neurological problem and blood cancer, father deceased, same neurological problem and lung cancer, 1 sister, 2 brother, 1 brother has the same problems. review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having weakness, trouble walking, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft walls on, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, but tremors of the hands and head present. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexes 2/4 upper, except ankle reflexes 0/4, plantar responses are flexor, questionable extensor response of the big toes present. Patient has an increased tone in the lower extremities. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Patient came in the office in a wheelchair. Assessment and plan, 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, essential tremor. Number 4, back pain. Next paragraph. I am not convinced with the diagnosis of Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease, but I will order the EMG of the lower extremities. I will like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.